Letter 2 Sun Communities. When you look at Mike Whitty, a resident of Lafayette Place Mobile Home Park for over 14 years, and Mr. Mike's neighborhood that's been in existence for almost 3 years, what do you see? You see a now 76-year-old retiree who has committed the rest of his life to help his community. You see a man who left his beautiful home to come here and take care of his ailing mother, who had lived here for over 30 years because he always believed that they take care of you when you're young and you take care of them when they're old. So it was never a debate for him to move. You see a man who, once his mother passed, decided to spend the rest of his life here. Once that decision was made, you see a man who saw a need within the community that wasn't being filled by Sun Communities and their park management and decided to spend the rest of his life helping his neighbors. You see a man who spent his own money to create an organization that promoted philanthropy, charity, community, neighborhoods, and neighbors among the residents he came to love. He took it upon himself to feed those neighbors who were hungry, provide clothes and toys he repurposed from donations, provided books to help their children read, and inspired parents to read to their children. You see a man who would not allow a single, unemployed mother to have to pay for grass cutting. You see a man who would rather sit and cry with a family getting evicted instead of letting them feel alone. You see a man who wouldn't accept tips for grass cutting since that money could go for another meal. You saw a man who wanted to not only make our community beautiful, but also safe for our families and especially our children. He created the most beautiful property that neighbors and guests could enjoy as they passed. He changes our seniors' and handicapped neighbors' furnace filters and light bulbs since, according to Sun Communities' rules, it's their responsibility. Yet they know that many of our neighbors can't physically do it and still won't offer any help. He fixes his neighbors' porches since he saw this as a safety issue that park management wouldn't address. He wanted to see children playing, neighbors neighboring, and music filling the air. This is a man who has a beautiful patio to enjoy, yet chooses to sit in front of his home to welcome neighbors and guests into the community with his smile and wave, and to wish them safe travels as they leave. And if you own your home here, you get no help whatsoever, so he made sure they were taken care of with as much as he could do. He even leaves water every Monday morning for, who he calls our trash heroes, to show his appreciation for doing a job most of us don't want to do. And with all this, he never asked his neighbors for one penny because he knew that many were living month to month and could use that money for their families. He just wanted to help his neighbors have a better quality of life whether they were here for a year or a lifetime. So, what would Sun Communities and our park management have against all of this? Everything. Why? Precedent. What is precedent? A precedent is something that sets a standard for future events. As you read through this letter, keep this term in mind because you'll see why Sun Communities does not want anything Mr. Mike's neighborhood does to succeed. The reasons are simple, because it could set a precedent that Sun Communities does not want to exist in any of their properties. They don't want a Mr. Mike's neighborhood ideology for their residents. They want to run our community by this formula: lease and sell mobile homes, collect rent, evict those who don't pay the rent, and spend as little of our rent money on our community as possible. With this formula, you can already see how doing one thing more for the neighbors will set a precedent they don't want to have happen. But you didn't have T.O. treat me the way you did. I'm sure you'd be surprised to know that I actually understand why you wouldn't want Mr. Mike's neighborhood to succeed. What I don't understand is the tactics you chose as a professional multi-billion-dollar company. As president of Michael Learning Group for over 30 years, I set the tone for the quality and value of my company. The buck stops here. As the leader of my company, it was understood that under no circumstance were my employees and managers allowed to disrespect a customer under any conditions. Even when a customer became irrational, courteous decorum was the law. And it was understood because the quality of people I hired didn't need to be mandated. As with Sun Communities, your CEO, chairman, and executive officer is being investigated and sued by your own investors for reporting violations to the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, receiving undisclosed loans, falsifying records to facilitate a fraudulent sale, and I could go on since there's plenty more. The fact is, your company has been no stranger to allegations of financial impropriety for quite a while. Sun Communities isn't even considered an accredited business by the Better Business Bureau because you wouldn't pass the vetting process. All those negative reviews, you know. So the tone of your company has been set from the top, and has trickled down to your vice presidents and park management. You forgot who your customer is. When you treat your residents poorly, including myself, you forgot that we are your customers. Where Michael Learning Group would never consider treating one of our customers with disrespect. Sun Communities and our park management doesn't seem to have a problem treating their customers this way. If you're not looking at us like customers, where even the most frustrated of us deserve better treatment, then we are not people to you. We are only money. A neighbor could live here for 30 years, pay their rent on time, and are good neighbors. But miss a payment even with a good explanation, and we are nothing more than criminals. We won't be treated any better than someone who got evicted. It is a bad philosophy to follow, but it is Sun Communities' way of treating us. You made me a pariah from day one. Believe it or not, before I started the association, I had a good relationship with management. I felt comfortable coming into the office to discuss any issues. But the moment I started the association, you put a wedge between myself and park management when you mandated that Dale and Nicolette were not allowed to acknowledge, endorse, or communicate with myself or the association. That's when they started their barrage of citations, harassment, and humiliation for an entire year. You can read more about this by reading How Sun Communities Killed a Neighborhood Association. They made promises they weren't planning on keeping, ignoring emails which they knew would frustrate me, and invade my privacy by taking pictures of me out in the community. They told lies to the community about myself. Sun Communities made the decision to send their attack dogs after, at the time a 73-year-old man, without any consideration for the stress and mental anguish they caused, to the point of having to see a psychologist to try and figure out why Sun Communities and their park management felt important and empowered to treat me this way. Both Dale and Nicolette were, of course, promoted for their efforts. We treat everyone the same. I have heard this from every manager and every vice president I've spoken with. Yet if they're treating everyone the same way they treat me, that can't be good. But after hearing the way our office manager verbally abuses some neighbors, I can see how that trickle-down effect has made its way to our community office. I can honestly say I've never had a neighbor complain about Nicolette. But the number of vulgar complaints I've received regarding Ms. Davis, along with the lies she spewed to my neighbors about myself, I have to believe this behavior is accepted by Nicolette and Sun Communities and will continue. A quick note. After seeing what our park management has become, I really miss Alice. She was our park manager about 6 years ago and was just the best. She encompassed what Mr. Mike's neighborhood promotes, which has never been experienced since. She loved her community and considered the residents here friends, not just her paycheck. Alice and her husband Bobby kept this place clean, listened to resident concerns, and even sat and had coffee with my mom and many other moms. She really loved us. She passed away a while back, but her beautiful quality remains with many of us. Never to be seen again, since Sun Communities will never allow someone so caring to grace our community. Back to you, we treat everyone the same. When they started using this phrase to me, they weren't talking about treatment, they were talking about rules. The rules apply to everyone. This is where they knew that eviction was easier if I broke the rules made for everyone. The more citations they gave me, the easier it would be to evict me. But it didn't have to be this way. With all the services I provided to the customers who pay your rents, you could have provided me the dispensation I asked for to fully serve the entire community, not just those who live on South Lafayette. To be able to pass out my newsletter door-to-door instead of being accused of trespassing and spending my money to mail them. How hard would that have been? But you thought it was more important to call the police on me and send your lawyers to shut me down, and of course accuse me of resident annoyance and every other lie you could think of. A real professional company. My newsletter was our only communication. The Dalai Lama stated, "A lack of transparency results in distrust and a deep sense of insecurity." Could that really be true? Is that why we don't receive any communications from park management unless a cat was lost? What about telling us what to do with leaf bags? Or how about what to do with your vehicle in case the park floods? Or when certain improvements are planning to be made to make our park the gem it should be? I think we all know why. My newsletter did all that and more. But you wouldn't let me pass it out door to door, so I had to mail it, spending more money. When all you needed to say was, "Mr. Mike, Your newsletters are an asset to our residents. Go ahead and pass them out. But no, after park management tried writing 2 newsletters, that was about the extent of our communication. Writing must be a lot harder than it looks, huh? Fear and retaliation. Since we shut down the association for reorganization, neighbors were coming to us saying they were afraid to sign onto the class action lawsuit in fear Sun Communities would come after them. We even had neighbors coming to us saying they were even afraid to associate with Mr. Mike's neighborhood in fear of retaliation. You put this fear in them. It didn't have to be this way. But once neighbors read what you were capable of doing to me, a neighbor who only wanted to help them, why wouldn't they be afraid? It didn't have to be this way. You could have been a mobile home park owner that actually cared about your customers. But instead, you took the tack to crush a neighborhood association. And chances are you still slept good at night. Class action lawsuit. It became so frustrating for me to watch the place I wanted to call my home slowly becoming trash. When questioning Sun Communities on why they allow our infrastructure to look like a third world country, their response is, "We have a process." So I started the preliminary inquiry regarding our neighbors joining to push Sun Communities to start treating our property like the GM it should be. Our illustrious vice presidents never even called me to see how we can fix this together because they knew nothing would become of it. So after over 2 years, our potholes aren't fixed, our curbs are crumbling, our streets look like crap, the park is trashy, the parking lines and numbers are indistinguishable, crime and porch package theft continues to exist, gravel covers our streets because they don't know how to patch potholes, and still after 6 years they haven't finished paving the front of the park. I wonder if we put some of these potholes in front of our vice president's homes, do you think they would like it? But it's okay here. So what confidence do we have that Sun Communities is working toward the best interests of our neighbors? The truth is, with all the rent increases we receive, over the past 2 years the only money they spent of our hard-earned money was to hire a weed-killing company to kill the weeds on the curbs. But since they never followed through with cleaning the curbs, they still look like crap. Thus, no calls. IT didn't have to be this way. I just can't stop saying it. It didn't have to be this way. You could have been the bigger guy that saw the goodness in what I was providing your customers. I was just one guy who wanted to leave this earth knowing I did something really special for the neighbors I live with. By living here, I had an opportunity to take a mobile home park and make it more special than any other. I wanted to make my neighbors feel like they were special even if they didn't live in a $200,000 home, like I'm sure our Sun Communities vice presidents do. I wanted to inspire our community children to become great readers and not be embarrassed to invite their friends here because you live in a mobile home. It would be nice if our park was attractive like it used to be, but that's not within my control. I questioned my motives many times, asking myself why I would do something like this, especially with everything they threw at me. I never wanted to be Mother Teresa. In fact, I've been pretty selfish most of my life. All this is pretty new to me. But once I started meeting all my beautiful neighbors, I just couldn't help but try. Marco, Kevin, Chris, Joel, Dale, Nicolette, Marcia, I know why you had to make it impossible for us to succeed. It was strictly a matter of precedent. A corporate decision that had to be made. Nothing personal, Mr. Mike.